I started writing to tell stories for country Australian children. Having two boys, I was a bit in despair when they were young, couldn't find picture books that told those stories. We don't have the one cat, one dog, one sheep, one goat, one horse, one cow, and it's usually a black and white dairy cow. We usually have hundreds of cows, and it's a property, whereas in America they're ranches type of thing. So there's the difference with both of those major markets. Everyone needs to find themselves in their reading, which is not to say that that's the only thing that they will read about. They will learn about other cultures as well, but there needs to be stories where they can see themselves as well. And that might be incidentally seeing themselves, you know, just in the illustrations they can recognise themselves. But then there's the language, you know, like we don't tend to have wolves in Australia. We have dingoes, and we don't have cowboys. We have farmers or graziers, and that's just, it's a big thing for a kid to read a book that has their language. The picture book that I've got published at the moment, This Is the Mud, I was explicit that it needed to be a beef cow in that story, and it's a pure for fun story, and I don't want to write stories that are all about educating kids. You know, there is, being a teacher, there is always that element of education that comes in. Well, not education, but, you know, there's that element of learning. But just having fun with the story.
Not being preachy about it, because kids can smell that a mile off.
Yeah, that's the big no-no. I think you put your love and your interest and your passions into a story. And I'd have to say that that's a bit of a hobby horse for me. There's that bit of that teaching thing coming in there. But literacy is so important for our kids, and reading with our children is vital. So find books that are fun, find books that are entertaining, and sit and read with your children.